It is 77 degrees in Nashville. We're expecting a high in the mid-90s for the actual temperature. The heat index closer to 111, 112 degrees. So a heat advisory is in effect starting at 10 o'clock this morning and lasting through 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A Nashville judge has ordered the Tennessee Department of Correction to pick up 149 people being held in Davidson County's jails. Metro filed a complaint against TDOC earlier this year, arguing that its jails are housing people that should be in state custody. The city says this led to overcrowded jails, unsanitary conditions, and increased attacks on correctional officers. It also cost taxpayers millions of dollars. The Davidson County Sheriff's Office typically houses people awaiting trial. Those who are sentenced to 1 year or more in prison are supposed to be transferred to the state. TDOC must complete the transfer within 10 days of the July 24th court order. Nashville voters are going to the polls early to make their voices heard, but with the new redistricting rules, some people are a little confused. Resident Denise Anderson says she's having trouble knowing what district she's in and who is representing her. She voted at the Southeast Branch Library, which used to be in District 5, but is now in District 4.
I'm in this district, but I didn't know because the district had changed. See, it's a confusion.
And that confusion is motivating how some vote. That includes Emily Magrid, an independent who says she voted Democrat because the GOP redistricting effort makes no sense to her.
The only thing that we can do as a population is vote. And now they're trying to restrict and control how we do vote, and I'm not happy with that plan.
It's yet to be seen how voter turnout and election results will be affected by the new districts. This Sunday was supposed to be the last time that members of the Global Vision Bible Church worshipped in a Lebanon warehouse, but it turns out they'll likely be there a little while longer. The church's controversial leader announced that the new location, which hasn't been disclosed publicly, isn't ready yet. Pastor Greg Locke, who's been known as a right-wing religious figure and has more than 2 million online followers, says its address hasn't been shared over concerns of potential sabotage. In a social media post, Locke says the new location will be announced when it's ready for operations to move over. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.